Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day. I hope you're having a great January 12th and that today is a day full of expectation for what God is going to do in your life. We are in Isaiah chapter 15 in the New Living Translation and it says this. In one night, the town of Ar will be leveled and the city of Kir will be destroyed. Your people will go to their temple in Dibon to mourn. They will go to their sacred shrines to weep. They will wail for the fate of Nebo and Medaba, shaving their heads in sorrow and cutting off their beards. They will wear burlap as they wander the streets. From every home and public square will come the sound of wailing. People of Heshbon and Elaleh will cry out. Their voices will be heard far away as Jahaz. The bravest warriors of Moab will cry out in utter terror. They will be helpless with fear. My heart weeps for Moab. Its people flee to Zoar and Eglath Sheshisha. Weeping, they climb the road to Luthith. Their cries of distress can be heard all along the road to Horonaim. Even the waters of Nimrim are all dried up. The grassy banks are scorched. The tender plants are gone. Nothing green remains. The people grab their possessions and carry them across the ravine of willows. A cry of distress echoes through the land of Moab, from one end to the other, from Eglam to Beer Elam. The stream near Dibon runs red with blood, but I am still not finished with Dibon. Lions will hunt down the survivors, both those who try to escape and those who remain behind. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, again, we have another judgment wrought out or told by the prophet Isaiah to the nation of Israel and the surrounding nations. And Lord, as I think about that, I think how hard it must be, or how hard it must have been for Isaiah the prophet to say all these really hard things. And I know also, particularly in Jeremiah's time, where he was saying similar hard things, that there were other prophets saying, everything's going to be fine, don't worry. And so, Lord, as I think about that, I pray that you would help us to stay attuned to what you are saying to us today, and not to be so easily swayed by people who just kind of prophesy peace when we look all around us and we see that in this world we will have trouble, but you have said that you have overcome this world system. And so in light of that, Lord, give us the knowledge and discernment we need to hear you first and then experience you as we walk out our salvation with fear and trembling. Lord, this passage reminds me that you are a judge and you are a righteous judge and you judge fairly and you take everything into account. I see so dimly. I see only little bits and pieces of the picture, but you see the entire picture. I'm so grateful for that. And Lord, we can trust you to render your judgments correctly and rightly. And we can trust you that you do see when wicked people prevail in this world. We can rejoice that you do see when wicked leaders prevail in this world. We can rejoice that you see when the poor are being downtrodden or being taken advantage of or there is injustice. We can be assured that you see when someone is sent to prison unlawfully. Lord, there's so many outrageous and frustrating injustices in this world, and I just confess it's hard sometimes for me to really bear up underneath them. So, Lord, I pray for myself, and I pray for those listening today that we would remember that this is not all there is, that we should set our sights on the things above and not on the things below, because the things that are below are temporal, but the things that are above, those are eternal. And Lord, as I switch gears in this prayer, because I feel compelled to just pray for those who are downtrodden today, whose minds are so tired and burned out and feeling discouraged and worried and hassled and afraid and stressed about money. Lord, we just need your presence. We need your presence today. Would you overwhelm my friend with kindness, with compassion, with another person who loves them well, with just this deep kind of shalom peace that lasts forever. Not as the world gives, will you give this peace. Help us to really not let our hearts be troubled, but to believe in you and to believe that you are a rewarder of those who seek you. And so, Lord, we surrender again to you. We seek you. And even if we don't understand your hand, we trust your hand. We choose to trust your hand. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Hey, I wanted to read something to you that came from a listener, and I just wanted to share this with you. This comes from Monica. She says, I found out about you in an unusual way. My daughter Tabitha works for Bart, the host of Better Together. I heard you speaking on the podcast a few weeks ago in passing as the show was going on, and told Tabitha that I would look up your website later. Well, I was hooked after listening to the first reading. For years, I have been praying and asking God to help me with prayers. I often felt stuck. As I would listen to others, I always wondered how they could pray so well with such ease. I was always intimidated to pray out loud, although I have to do it often. Others were always surprised when I told them of my struggle, but inside, the struggle was very real. The first 2 days I listened to the episode after episode without stopping. I couldn't get enough. I began to understand how you were using scripture as a springboard in your prayers. I knew of this before, but for some reason I still found it difficult. For some reason, as I listened to you, I was able to pray more freely without effort. All this to say, I'm so thankful to the Lord for you and your program. At the present, I am going through Acts, once again listening to multiple episodes at a time. Thank you, dear sister, for answering the calling that the Lord has placed on your life. I'm sure that many others are being blessed and learning how to pray in a deeper way, like myself. Keep going on for the Lord. Know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So I just want to thank Monica for that sweet, sweet email and for her kindness and just reaching out. But I also would love to hear from you. Maybe this has been your testimony. Maybe you've been stuck in praying out loud and you're afraid and stressed out, but these prayers that I have been praying, and believe me, they are imperfect, and there are times when I just don't feel it, and there are times when I feel like I'll look back on that prayer and think, oh, I could have done better, or I stumbled over those names and those verses or whatever. Just please know I am not an expert at this. I'm just doing what God has told me to do, and perhaps that'll encourage some of you today listening. Just need to do what God's telling you to do. So rest in that, and I pray that today is a day full of joy.